الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما خلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. ورجى الله تعالى من أصحاب رسول الله
صلى الله عليه وسلم
ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم تشاف أقبل لنا بهذا المحبين بتعطينا والتي تاتينا والبعض أمد الأخرى الحضرات. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته يا سيدي.
Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have to say Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. Such a nice gathering like this, you enjoy yourself, you enjoy your ruh, enjoy itself for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, gathering for remembering our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Sayyid al-Khalqillah. He is the master of all the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we say Mawlid, we do it like this: recite some part of Quran and recite some poem to glorify Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to remember him, to mention him, and make sure we make salat ala nabi whenever they mention the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the way that we used to make Mawlid and feed people for the sake of Allah and visit each other for the sake of Allah. Each part of this is enough blessing that if you have it in 1 year. So loving Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Sheikh Mawlana Sheikh Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, he used to say, if you didn't see Prophet in your eyes, make sure you heard about him in your head. Because all of it, it's the part of your hawas, something you see or something you hear about. So making Mawlid, it can make you among those people who serve Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you serve Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will save you from hellfire, He will save you from hardship in your life and afterlife. One king who used to make Mawlid, one time some people, they attacked him and they want to kill him. They asked him, what do you think that can save you from this situation? He said, Mawlid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And right away Allah sent something to plot those people to get to him. So Mawlid Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is big blessing. If you hear some people who said Mawlid is bid'ah, you don't listen to this, because Mawlid is nothing except teaching about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and try to increase your love different way, because you can increase your iman with reading Quran, you can increase your iman with reading the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can increase your iman making salat ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can increase your iman even meeting the good people, because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith that Allah has some angels, all what they look for is the group of zikr. Whenever they meet, they see the group of zikr, they will call each other and come here, you have what you're looking for. So when they go back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah knows the best, but He asks them, what you found my servant doing? They mention you, they glorify you, they make tasbih, they make takbir. What did they ask me? they ask for paradise? Did Allah ask them? Did they see paradise? They say no. How come is they see it? They say they will love it more. Allah said, those I give them paradise. What did they ask me to protect them for? They ask you to protect them from hellfire. Did they see it? They say no. If they see it, they run away from it more. And Allah said, those people, I protect them from hellfire. Then the angel they tell said to Allah, but such as some people, they are not among the group, they just pass and found them making zikr and they join in. Allah said, Humul qawm la yashqa bihim jalisu. Those people, anybody stay with them, he will never have bad ending. So this is the part of the good things that you can get benefit from it even if you don't have intention of doing it. It's very big. You know, intention is condition for all the works. But from this hadith, you understand that this is the part of the things that you can benefit from it even if you don't have intention. You just pass and found people in Mexico, you join them, and Allah will reward you the way He rewarded them. Like if you grow something, fruit, and the birds come and eat something, or the wind come and spoil something also, Allah will reward you for that. And nobody will grow fruit for the bird to eat it or for the wind come to spoil it. But if the wind spoil it or the bird eat anything from that, Allah will reward you for that. And you don't have intention for that. When you grow it, you don't have intention for them to come to eat it. But Allah, by His merciful, He will reward you. Also, hilaqu zikr. If you found it, just found it, Allah will reward you the way He rewards those people. And this halqa of zikr. And Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا مَرَتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا قَالُوا وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ هِلَقُ الزِّكْرِ. He said, if you pass to the garden of paradise, take from the fruit of that garden. And the Sahaba, they asked him, what's the garden of paradise? He said, the circle of zikr. So this is one of those circles of mentioning Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And mention Allah is the highest maqam. Wala zikrullahi akbar. To mention Allah is highest maqam. And our Shaykh, he said, wala zikrullahi akbar. For Allah to mention the servant is the highest maqam. You will never able to mention Allah except when Allah mentions you. So when Allah mentions you, that is higher than when you mention Allah. And this opportunity for us to have that blessing from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the time that other people, they engage with other things, Allah will help us to come to engage with Salat ala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and read some poem that the praising Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As what you hear, the Sheikh said, وَمْتِدَاحِي لِسِوَاهُ طَيْفُ جِنِّ اللَّهِ عَرَىٰ. He said, for me to praise anybody that is not Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is craziness, and that will never happen for me. So it's good for us to have people like that to guide us, to help us to know how to love the most complete person that Allah ever bring to this world. And He will never bring the soul like the soul of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All good people, all the Anbiya, they took from him. They took the light from his light. وَكُلُّهُمْ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُلْتَمِسُ غَفَّ مِنَ الْبَحْرِ أَوْ رَشْفَ مِنَ الْجِيَنِ. That's Imam Hussein, he said, all the Anbiya, they take from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they take one cup from the sea. As what our Sheikh Ibrahim also said, بِهِ الرُّسْلُ وَالْأَقْطَابُ هَامُ وَأُرْشِدُوا وَقَدْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَا بَحْرَهُ رَهُ. He said, all the prophets and all the aqtab, all the awliya, they fell in love with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah guide them because that because of that love. So from the benefit of Mawlid, you can gain from it to love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you love him, Allah will bless all your life and bless after your life. And with the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We didn't send you for anything except to be mercy for all the alam. For him to be a mercy for the alam, it has two meanings. He was is the mercy for the alam to be before the world came. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was there. So from his mercyful, Allah created everything. That's why he's the fatih lima ughliq, he's the opener of what was closed. So from his light, Allah created everything. That's why he's the mercy of the world in that meaning, but he's the mercy also for all of the world, because from him they get the guidance, from him they know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, from him they follow Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, from him they will follow destruction of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for them to have good ending after their life. So وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He said, أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهْدَىٰ. He said, I'm the mercy that Allah has given. The mercy that Allah give to all the creation is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even his grandson Adam, from him to the last day, all of them they get from this mercy. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا عَالِمًا بِالْبُوَّةِ وَآدَمُ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالْطِينِ. He said, I was a prophet who know his prophethood, and Adam between water and clay. So he was prophet and know his prophethood in that time. That means he's the last prophet, but he's the first prophet. And his maqam is highest maqam among all of them, because he said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ آدَمَ وَلَا فَخَرَ. He said, I am the master of all the sons of Adam, and I don't proud for that. Sheikh Ibrahim, he said, he don't proud for being master of all the sons of Adam. He proud to be the servant of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar.
So when he was with the people, he's their master. When he was with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he's the servant of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So being with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and be servant for him is better for him than being master of all the human beings. So Allah called him servant in three highest maqam that Allah mentioned for him in Quran. When Allah revealed to him Quran, he called him servant. Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب. He praised Allah. Allah praised Himself, who revealed the book to His servant. Allah named him servant when He take him to the night journey. Subhana الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا. Also, He called him servant when He called to Allah. وأنه لما قام عبد الله يدعو. Also, he named him servant, and this is three highest maqam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why he said, "Ana sayyidu walad Adam wa rafa." But in another hadith, in the last day, when all people running to all the anbiya, they go to Adam. He said, "I can do it." They go to Noah, they go to Musa, they come to Isa, they come to Ibrahim, they come to Musa. In the end, he said, Ana laha. I'm the one who can take care of this situation and take you from this situation. And he makes sujood, and Allah tell him, ask whatever you ask, Allah will answer. This is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all the anbiya, they take agreement from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that if they meet Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have to believe him and they have to support him. وإذ أخذ الله ميثاق النبيين لما آتيتكم من كتاب وحكمة ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه قال أقررتم وأخذتم على ذلك إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين
صلى الله عليه وسلم
الله take agreement from all the prophets if they meet Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه you have to believe him if you meet one day this prophet you have to believe him and you have to support him and Allah asked them did you agree قالوا أقررنا they say we agree whenever we meet him we will believe him and we will follow him so that what that means that all the anbiya when they come Allah show them who is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teach them what is his maqam with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and take agreement from them whenever they meet him they have to believe him and they have to follow him قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا Allah said you bear witness wa ana ma'akum and I'm with you among the witnesses you can see something bigger than this all the anbiya Allah asked them and showed them what who is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that's why he said ana da'watu ibrahim wa bisharatu isa
Allah
ibrahim he used to ask Allah rabbana arsil rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika he used to ask Allah for Allah send to them a prophet among them and he will teach them the sign of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala he will teach them and take them away from ignorance this is da'watu ibrahim wa bisharatu musa he say I'm the announcement of isa wa mubashiran bi rasulin yati min ba'di ismuhu ahmad isa he used to give announcement that give them good news that there is a prophet who will come behind him his name is ahmad all the anbiya you see allah call them by their names ya ibrahim يوسف أعرض عن هذا يا لوط يا نوح يا هود but you will never find in Quran يا محمد that's what Sheikh Ibrahim said إن ختم الأنبياء
فاق أرسال
الأنبياء the seal of all the أنبياء his maqam is higher than all the maqam that's why you don't see with his name in Quran يا محمد Allah, He is the one who created Prophet Muhammad and He gave him all what he got. But He raised his maqam to the point that there is no differences between him and Allah except Allah is the giver and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the receiver and is the distributor. Of course, Allah mentioned his name in Quran. The word Muhammad came in Quran 4 times. Muhammadur Rasulullah wa alladhina ma'ahu. Wa ma Muhammadun illa rasulun qad khalat min qabli rusul. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum walakin Rasulullah. Wa amanu bima nuzila ala Muhammadin wa huwa al-haq. He mentioned his name for us to know our prophet. What is his name? But he never called him like the way he called all the people, ya Muhammad. That's why Surah Al-Hujurat just Muhammad Isa read Allah educated people who doesn't know how they call Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض ان تحبط اعمالكم وانتم لا تشعرون. Don't raise your voice above of the voice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't call him the way you call other people. Don't say ya Abul Qasim, don't call him ya Muhammad, but say ya Rasulullah, ya Nabi Allah, because Allah himself, he called him ya Rasulullah, ya ayyuha Rasul, ya ayyuha Nabi. Whenever he mentioned his name also, he will never mention the name without mentioning his prophethood. Muhammadun Rasulullah wa lazina ma'ahu. Wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasul. Muhammad is nothing except messenger. Wa aminu bima nuzzil ala Muhammad. They believe what they have revealed on Muhammad. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum walakin Rasulullah. So whenever Allah mention him, he will mention his titles, his prophethood, for you to know that you have to glorify him. He's the servant of Allah, and Allah dealing with him in this such a way. So what do you think? You, the servant, who not gonna get anything from Allah without passing through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ مُعْتِي. I am distributor, but Allah is the giver. Sometimes distributor, if he don't want to give you, you don't have nothing. So we have to love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah, he teach those who doesn't know how they call him. La taqrabu aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. He praises those who know how to deal with him. إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. Those who humble themselves and put their voice down in front of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, those Allah test their iman and they are the believers. إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يعقلون. But he blamed those, he teach who doesn't know how to call him, how they have to call him. He praise those who know how to humble themselves and give other front of him. But he blame those who call him that way. Inna ladhina yunadunaka min wara'i al-hujurat. Those they come behind your house and say, ya Muhammad, aksaruhum la yaqilun. Most of them have no sense. Have no sound, they don't have sound mind. So the maqam of the people is based on how they love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how they appreciated him. If you love him and you appreciated him, you love Allah and you follow Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have to love him more than we love ourselves. And the view of Nabi Muhammad and Fusi. Allah said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have right on the believer more than they have on themselves. But make sure that he loves you more than he loves yourself. Because Allah teach him how to deal with the Ummah. The Rahmah he get with them, even if they stay in front of him, everybody think that only him, that prophet, look at him. Even the way he look at people who divided, he will divide it equally. Allah teach him how to humble himself in front of the believers. He is the one Allah make tabiyah for him. Adabani Rabbi fa'ahsana ta'diyi. He said, my Lord, he educated me and give me beautiful educations. From this education, Allah tell him, wakhfid janahaka liman ittaba'aka min al-mu'minin. The way Allah talked to you to deal with, your parents, the same way that Allah asked Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to do with the believers. The way He asked you to do with your parents, He asked Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to do the same thing with the believers. Like your highest. Because وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُل لَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُل رَّبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah said, if your parents of one of them get old, treat them the nice way and don't tell them even the small word that oof, the smallest word, don't say it to your parents. And put your fin, your wing, put your wings down in front of your parents. He said, put your wings down in front of your parents. But he told Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, put your wings down in front of the believers. So how he humbled himself. One time, Abu Zarin, he said to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people, they are scared of you. Prophet said, if they know the Rahman, the love and the mercy that I have in my heart for them, even they will come and take my jalabiyah, my abaya. But he said, the way should be like this. So he said, even if they know the love I have in my heart for them, person will come and take my clothes. When he opened Mecca, one of the Arabs, Kufar, he was very scared in front of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, هون عليك ما أنا بملك إنما أنا ابن امرأة كانت تأكل الخديد من مكة. The Prophet said, take it easy. I am not a king. I am a son of woman who was here in Mecca and eating the meat. Just to put himself like ordinary person for the guy to love him and to know him. If you never know a prophet, you see him, you are scared. If you know him, you don't want to leave him one moment. Likewise, Thawban, he was a servant, slave of Prophet, and he freed him. He loved Prophet so much. So when Prophet was traveling, he came. Thawban, even his face was changing because the love he has for Prophet Muhammad. He asked Prophet, you can love somebody, but maybe you will never stay the same level that he will stay. He mean the last days. The love he has is for Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now he asking if he gonna stay with him in the same levels, because he can have patience staying away with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell him, Al Maru Ma'a Man Aham. The person with whom he loves. So, if you want to stay with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in paradise, in the same levels, increase your loves for him.
Maha hubbu ya sayyidi maha hubbu khayr al khalqi hubban siwa بقلب الذي أحياه سر ثناه فإن جمالا غير وجه محمد نفاه جمال المصطفى ومحاه الله يا الله الله يا الله. One more time, come on. سيدي وحفظكم الله.
شيخ رامي said ما أحب خير الخلق حب سواه قلبي الذي أحياه سر السماوات. He said the love I have for Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is all the love that I have for anything else. Because فإن جمال غير وجه محمد نفاه جمال المصطفى
ومحا.
Because the beautiful, any beautiful that is not the face of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the beauty of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he carries it. So if you love, if you know him, you love something beautiful. If you love, if you know Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is more beautiful than anything you love because it's beautiful. If you love something because somebody, because his generosity, the generosity of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is higher than his generosity. One time, he gave one of the kuffar, Safwan, he gave him 100 camels. He said, you are not good man, you didn't do good thing for me. And Prophet said, I add another 100 camels. He said, you are not good man, you don't do good things for me. He said, I add another 100 camels. He said, you are not good man, and you didn't do anything good for me. He said, I add 100 camels. He said, you are not good man, you don't do nothing good for me. He said, add 100 camels, there are 500 camels. The guy said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. I bear witness, there is no God but Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And he go to see people and tell them, go embrace Islam, because Muhammad, the way he give, he don't scare of fuck, poverty. You know this guy, what he said, he didn't say for politics. But the way Prophet ﷺ spent, make him know this is only prophethood can make this. Ordinary person cannot do something like this. Because he can give everything and spend all the night without even something to eat. Even something to eat. One time, a man came to him and asked him, to help, for help. He doesn't have nothing with him, but he asked the guy, borrow from anybody else, I will pay for you. And said, now I say, why you do this for yourself? Allah don't ask you to do this. And the man from Ansar, he said, infiq wala taqsha min zil arsh ikhlala. The man of Ansar said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spend, don't be afraid of poverty. Prophet said, this is what Allah asked me to do. He used to put his money and his belonging with Bilal. But he used to tell Bilal, انفق يا بلال ولا تخشى من ذي العرش إخلالا. Just give. Don't scare about poverty. This is the way Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to spend all what he got. وَنُنْفِقُ لَا نُقِيمُ رُجِّ صَلَاتَهُ. That's why our Sheikh, Sheikh Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, he said, نُصَلِّي كَمَا كَانَ النَّبِيُّ مُصَلِّيًا نَصُومُ كَذَا نَقْفُو سَبِيلَ السُّبَيْدَعِي وَنُنْفِقُ لَا نُبْقِي نُرُوجِ صِرَاتَهُ نَحُجُّكَ حَجِّ الْهَاشِمِينَ مُتَّبَعِي نُكَرِّرُ حَقًّا لَا إِلَهَ سِوَى الَّذِي لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ الْعَظِيمُ التَّمَنِي.
مرحبا يس. مرحبا يس.
He want to show, to teach us how to love. He said, نصوم نصلي كما كان النبي مصلي. We pray the way, like the way Prophet used to pray. So this is the real sign of love. You love him, try to follow him, do what he used to do. He said, نصلي كما كان النبي مصلي. The way he used to pray, that the way we pray. And Prophet said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray the way you see me pray. نَصُومُ كَذَا نَقْفُ سَمِيلَ سُمَيْدَعِي. We fasting to follow him. We making hajj to follow him. نَحُجُّ كَحَجِّ الْهَاشِمِينَ مُتَبَعِي. وَنُنْفِقُ. Even we spend all our belonging without leave anything with us. Shaykhman used to do that.
Yes.
Just to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنُنْفِقُ لَا نُرْقِي نُرُجِ سِرَاتَهُ نَحُجُّ كَحَجِّ الْهَاشِمِي مُتَبَعِي نُكَرِّرُ حَقَّ لَا إِلَهَ سِوَى الَّذِي
حَقَّ.
Always we repeated لا إله إلا الله. We mention Allah all the time. Just to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Prophet used to mention Allah in all his times. All his time. Before he goes to sleep, he will mention Allah. If he wake up, he will mention Allah. If he go into the bathroom, he will mention Allah. If he making wudu, he will mention Allah. Finish his from his wudu, he will mention Allah. Praying, standing praying, he will mention Allah. If his ruku, mentioning Allah. Sujood, mentioning Allah. Coming from the ruku, mentioning Allah. If he finish from his salat, he mentioned Allah. If he's raining, he mentioned Allah. If he sees a new fruit, he will mention Allah. So all his time he used to mention Allah. That's why our Shaykh said, نُكَرِّرُ حَقًّا لَا إِلَهَ سِوَى الَّذِي لَهُ الْحَقُّ وَالْأَمْرُ الْعَظِيمُ تَمَنَّعِينَ.
Kindness.
So to love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to love his way, we have to love his al-bayt, we have to love all the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We shouldn't love these people among the Sahaba and hate some of them and claim that is our love for Prophet. Our love for Prophet, we have to love all his Ummah the way he loved the Ummah. All the Anbiya in the last day, everybody would say, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself. He just want to save himself. What Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, Ummati, Ummati, Ummati. That's the way he loved his Ummah. He loved to see everybody safe from the hellfire. One time, one is his neighbors in Medina Munawara, the Jews. His son was sick. And Prophet went there to visit the young boy who was sick. And he knows that this boy, he's gonna die. He asked him, he called him to Islam. When his father sees the love that Prophet have for his son, he tells the son, Ajib Abul Qasim. He said, answer Abul Qasim for what he's calling you for. And the boy said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. After a while, he passed away. What do you understand from that? That Prophet ﷺ, he didn't call collective people to have people who fight for him. Because if he was looking for an army, he will never look for somebody who was about to die. But he concerning about that Jew who was about to die. And the respect he gave non-Muslims, that's a part of the da'wah, call people to Islam. One time, they passed with the janazah of a Jew. You know, Prophet, his sunnah, whenever they pass with the janazah, he will stand up. So when they passed with the janazah of the Jew, he stand up. The Sahaba tell him, janazah to Yahudi, they say is janazah of Yahudi, is what? Jew. What Prophet said, Alaysa nafsan? Is not a soul. He give all the soul respect. Either they Muslim, they non-Muslim, they Jew, they Christian. Whenever they cook something in his house, he will send a part to his neighbor, those they are Jew. Just to show love and respect to the servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we have to learn from that in this particular time that all the foolishness going around the world, they do it and mention the name of Islam. They kill on the name of Islam. They do all bad things on the name of Islam. And Islam have nothing with all these type of things. Islam is Deen Rahmah. Is the religion of peace, is the religion of love. You have to respect all the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As our Sheikh Umar radiallahu said in Ruh al-Adab, some of you know it, فَإِنَّ زَلْخَلْقَ عِبَادُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَضُرْ أَخِي عِبَادُ اللَّهِ فَلَسْتَ تَرْضَى مَنْ يَدُرُ عَبْدَكَ وَلَا أَسَارَ تَقِيلَ رَبَّكَ. He said, this creation, they are the servant of Allah. So don't harm the servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And what that he teaching the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, الْخَلْقُ كُلُّ عِمِيَارُ اللَّهِ وَحَبُّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُ مِنْ عِيَارِ. He said, الْخَلْقُ, he didn't say mankind. He said, all the creation. They are the member of family of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Like Allah considered them, the way you consider your family. أحبهم إلى الله أنفعهم معيان. The most beloved among you, the most beneficial to the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have to learn from the love he has for all the creation, the love he has for the children, the love he has for women, the love he has for men, the love he has for all the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have to learn from that. From that we have to represent it, Islam, in a nice way. We have to work hard to give the nice face of Islam. Because Islam, it comes to save everybody. So if we didn't work to let people love Islam, so no way you can save people. And it's not enough for you to just be saved, but you have to work to save other people. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the best prophet, but his ummah is the best ummah based on these three things. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Allah say you are the best nation that Allah ever bring to this world. Why? Because you advise for righteousness. You advise people to leave the bad things, and you believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these characters made the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the best of the Ummah. It's not like other people who say we are the son of Allah. No, Islam have not known that. We are Arab. No. You are not the best because you are Arab. You are not the best because you are from this family or that family. You are the best because you believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You advise for good. You advise people to avoid bad things. We pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to accept all our good deeds. We pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to bless Singapore, all to Singapore together. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to bless the Muslim of Singapore. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to bless this Jama'ah. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to bless this group with Sabti Ilahi organizing this thing, try to benefit people, exchange knowledge to benefit people. We ask Allah to bless our brothers who come far away to attend this gathering. Brother Abdul Majid is from Jamaica. He fly 20 hours from New York to come to attend this gathering. Brother Ismail, he fly from Florida to come to attend this gathering. Brother Ahmed, he came from Egypt. Brother Sheikh Ahmed Tijani, that you know him, and he make everybody happy with his nice voice and love that he and joy that he have for Allah, for Rasulullah, for Sheikh Ibrahim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he share his knowledge around all this area. May Allah bless him. And the brother Tijani who came with me along from Senegal. This is the third time we come together just to visit our brother for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah increase our love for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah bless all the Jama'ah May Allah increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah increase our love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah give everybody what he looked for himself, for his family. May Allah protect everybody from all bad things in this life and afterlife. May Allah give all of us long life with riches and knowledge that we spend all that to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah bless all our footsteps to make all our action for to pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We thank all the brothers and sisters who live all the things since we come to take care of us. Jazakumullah ana kulla khair. Sayyid Khalid and all the jama'ah with him. And Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin. الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار عظيم صلاة ترينا بها الإجابة عينا حينا في أنفسنا وفي أهالينا وذرياتنا وأصحابنا وقدامنا وأحبابنا وأنصارنا من حضر من الجميع وغاب وزدنا واعتنا وارفعنا ودافع عنا واحفظنا وسدد أمورنا ورحم أبداننا وقلوبنا واجعل خير أيامنا يوم لقائك واسترنا بسترك الجميل وعمنا بلطفك الجزيل وفضلك الجميل وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم.
الله أكبر. تكبير تكبير. صلوا على النبي الكريم
صلى الله عليه وسلم.